I'm the Washington, D.C. chapter president of Iraq Veterans Against the War.
And why are you here at this demonstration today with this shoe in?
Well, we came here because I think it's just absolutely ridiculous that we have a president who's killed more than a million Iraqis and 2,400 troops and absolutely facing no punishment, while a journalist who insulted, not assaulted, our president is facing 8 years in jail.
And I think the U.S. troops dead now is reaching the 5,000 number. Is that right, Jeff? U.S. troops dead.
I'm sorry. It was 44, not 24.
44.
And then
how about the seriously wounded the last 6 years now?
Well, it's hard to tell the exact number of wounded right now because it's very underreported, but it's estimated about 50,000.
And in addition to the dead innocent Iraqis, I've read numbers where there are over 4 million Iraqis have been displaced from their home.
At least 5 million have been displaced. We know of at least 2.5 million outside who are refugees, and at least 2.5 inside internally displaced Iraqis.
So what are your feelings? Here we are, close to Christmas. In another 30 days or so, this regime, the Bush-Cheney gang, will be gone. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that we as citizens need to keep up our pressure. If we want to have a country of, for, and by the people, it's up to what we do, not by what politicians do. And if we refuse to give our consent to wars like Iraq, then they can't happen. And it happens on the back of our own consent. And once we withdraw our consent, once the military refuses to fight, once citizens refuse to pay taxes for this, then we start to get to a place where they can't have things like this because we won't consent to it.
Anything else, Jeff? Thanks so much.
Sorry that we're here for this occasion under these circumstances. Indeed, it is a sad day in our country. It has been ever since we invaded Iraq. I'm a Texan, and I'd like to say something about what we think in Texas. We say, honor those for whom honor is due, but be wary of the impostor who subjugates and rules by fear, cloaked with arrogance. And I'm speaking of a fellow Texan, so he says, that occupies this White House. We are putting him on notice. We are not wearing this shirt for a lark or because it seems funny. We're very serious about the words on these shirts. We stand behind the prosecutor, Vincent Bugliosi of California, who successfully prosecuted George. I hope he'll successfully prosecute George Bush. He successfully prosecuted Charlie Manson, for those of you that can remember those days of the Charlie Manson plan in California. We are proceeding now to find an attorney general, any sitting attorney general or district attorney in the states that have lost a member of their family in this horrid, illegal war, to come forth to bring charges and join with Vincent. So Bush will not go back to a residential home in Dallas, but he will be brought before a court and face the music of what he's perpetrated, not only upon those men and women of this country, but the hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqi children, women, men that had nothing to do but be in their own land. This is not our America, and we will rise up, and our rage will show, and we will remember the words of Molly Ivins, another Texan, who said, we will take to the streets, and we will beat our pots and pans. So rise up, America, and let's take charge of our own Constitution. Thank you.